Pastor Michael Eaton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly Eaton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael Eaton. That's Eaton. Maybe listening through our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com or podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem, or through our Women of Divine Faith or other
ministries all on the internet. Now, let's get to the Word.
Father God, we come right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, praying by the power of your Holy Spirit, saying, Father, that you have thine own way, Father, within this place, Father, in Jesus' name, Father, that we resist the devil, Father, on your day, Father, on your day, Father, to which great celebrations take place about the love of Christ, and, oh, Father, we rejoice, Father, in the baptisms, Father, we rejoice in the birth, Father, for the reason that you came, we rejoice, Father. And we glorify you today, Father. We thank you, Lord, for such an occasion. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise the Lord. Amen. And praise the Lord. 2011, this year, I resolve. And who is him? Amen. Throughout this year, we have been celebrating and studying the works of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we study, we learned about the fellowship of his suffering. We learned about trying to set an example. We learned about the power of his resurrection. And we want to know him. Throughout this month, we've been talking about the discipline of live as we do. Jesus, or Paul, said, Philippians chapter 3, 17, join us in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. Keep your eyes on those who live as we do. And throughout this month, we've been looking at the models of the Christian faith. We've looked at the model of a soldier, the model of an athlete, runner. And we looked at the model of a farmer. And this morning, we're going to share a message entitled The Ultimate Birth for the Ultimate Sacrifice. As we look at Luke chapter 2, we're going to look at this morning in your hearing verses 1 through 12. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Would you please stand in reverence to the Word of God? Stand symbolically saying that I will stand on the Word of God. Say to your neighbor, neighbor,
neighbor.
Oh, neighbor. I'm going to stand on the Word of God. Let's read this out loud together on three. One, two, three.
Gathered in the day.
Amen. You may be seated in the household of the Lord. And again, this morning, we're going to talk about the ultimate birth for the ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate birth for the ultimate sacrifice. And this morning, we're going to talk about a sovereign census. We're going to talk about a sovereign city. We're going to talk about a sovereign creation and a sovereign citation. Sovereignty simply meaning God putting people in the right place at the right time to accomplish His will. We want Christians to know this morning that Christians should tell the world about Jesus the ultimate sacrifice. Christians should tell the world about Jesus the ultimate sacrifice. This morning we come to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we as a church are the only ones who can really celebrate, because in the world it just has become a holiday. But we as a church raise the banner of Jesus Christ, and we want the world to know that Jesus is the reason, the only reason for Christmas. And right now in the text we learn some of the things that were going on in the text, that God allowed things to happen a certain way so that He could accomplish His will. And the first thing we look at in the text today is we look at a sovereign census. Well, the Bible says in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census be taken of the entire Roman world. And on the face of this text, it just looks like regular governmental activities. But this was not just a regular governmental activity, a census, into which we just finished a census here in the United States. But this census was a census that would be used to accomplish God's will. That's why we call it a sovereign census. Right here today, we have somebody under a sovereign census. You don't know, but God has worked things out this morning for you to be in this place at this time. A sovereign census in which we have a program, a church a program that would normally start at 11, but this morning it started at 10, a sovereign census. And God has put you in the right place at the right time to accomplish His will. In the text, if you studied some senses, we see that some senses don't have to be a sovereign census. Some senses are just secular senses. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 1 through 2, we see that Satan rose against Israel and incited David against a census of, or to take a census of Israel. And you better be careful, people of God, what causes you to rise up against what God is doing in His plan. You see, David, he wanted to do it, but Satan rose up in him.
Come on.
And Satan rose up him against him, and was trying to get him to do something that God didn't want to be done. And you better be careful when you rise up, because when you rise up, it may not be the Lord that's moving on your behalf, and maybe the devil rising up in you. David was a man of God, but David was used by the devil because he allowed Satan to rise up against in him. He allowed the devil to move in his flesh, and dear people of God, don't allow the devil to rise up in your flesh. Because you can be used to try to stop the program of God. You can be used. And any of us at any time can get in the flesh, and the devil can try to speak through us, regardless of if we're David. David described as a man after God's own heart, but David got tripped up in the flesh many times. Hello, somebody. So let's not follow the bad example of David, but let us really look and see what God is doing. And in this text, this was a sovereign census. God had worked everything out together for his good. Hello, somebody. We're talking about a sovereign census. And in this sovereign census, it was taken in a sovereign city. For the text says, Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David. So it was a sovereign census, and this sovereign census was done, to put them in a sovereign city in Bethlehem. And there's somebody here today, you're in a sovereign city right now. Oh, you're in a sovereign church because God worked it out for you to be here this morning in this sovereign church, named after the sovereign city. Oh, Bethlehem means house of bread. And in this house of bread, God knows that you're hungry, knows that you're thirsting after the things of God. And he has put you in this place at this time to accomplish his will. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, or neighbor, you're in a sovereign place. Again, the sovereignty means God putting you in the right place at the right time to accomplish his will. And this is what God had done, because there was a prophecy in Micah chapter 5. And this prophecy told about a Savior that would be born in a city called Bethlehem. And there was only one problem in the text, is that, it says in verse 4, so Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth. Joseph was in Nazareth. And Nazareth, was a place that was not mentioned in the prophecy. The prophecy said that a Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. And Nazareth was about 70 miles away from Bethlehem. About as far as Ardmore is to Moore, 70 miles away. So in order for God's word to come true, in order for God's word to be right, in order for this prophecy to happen, God moved in the heart of a king to give a census. And this was a sovereign census. And that sovereign census led to this sovereign city. Are you in the right place at the right time to accomplish God's will? Hello, somebody. Are you, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, are you in the right place at the right time to get to know him? Prayerfully, you are in the right place at the right time to get to know him. And probably this is not just another church service, but this is a service to where you come right into the face of God. Hello, somebody. Talking about that sovereign census that led to a sovereign city so that a sovereign creation could happen. For it says that while they were there, the time came for the birth for a baby to be born. And they gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in The King James says swaddling clothing, and that needs to be their swaddling clothing. And place him in a manger. And that night, the innkeeper didn't know what was really going on, and many people in our day and time didn't really know what was going on in the birth of Jesus Christ. But we have come here today to let you know what John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And that's what John 3:16 has to say, and that's what the sovereign creation was that night, that God's only Son was born in a manger. Hello, somebody. Humble beginnings for someone who had God in him. The sovereign census led to a sovereign city that led to a sovereign creation. And the sovereign creation was a creation for the whole world to know that God loves you so much. Oh, that he gave you the greatest gift that you could ever have. God loves you so much. Some listening at the sound of my voice, you may have never known your daddy. You may have never known your mother. You may have never known your family. You may be a giveaway, or maybe you was born out of wedlock, or you had so many strikes against you going up and coming up. Somebody listening at the sound of my voice could have been thinking about suicide during this time that so many people are happy. Oh, for God has sent me here today to let you know to reach out in the midst of your loneliness, to reach out in the midst of you feeling despair and feeling forgotten, to remind you, even some who've accepted Christ, to remind you that Jesus died for you and you alone. Somebody ought to give God a hand clap of praise up in here, up in here. For the true gifts, for the true gifts of Christmas. Oh, you don't have to go to a tree to get this gift. Oh, you got to go to a cross to get this gift. And this gift is not wrapped up in beautiful wrapping paper, but this gift was wrapped up in a body that was scorned, that was mocked, that was beaten. Oh, this gift, had blood on it. Hello, somebody. It had that blood on it for you. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, God loves you. That much. That much. God loves you. That much. And he wants you to know today. He wants you to know today that you are the reason for the season. Because he died for you. This gift has your name on it.
That's good, Rev.
This gift has your name on it. For there was a sovereign creation that took place, and not only was there a sovereign creation that night, but there was a sovereign citation. Because this was the ultimate birth for the ultimate sacrifice. For it didn't say that he was just born that night, but it says that he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. That means that child was wrapped up in dead man's clothing. Because he was born to die. The ultimate birth for the ultimate sacrifice. And when it said in verse 12, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. This would be a sign for you. Oh, because most children are not wrapped up in dead men's clothes. Most children have the best kind of clothes. Oh, but this sign was born to die. The ultimate birth for the ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate birth for the ultimate sacrifice. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 4 says, "For I have received, or for what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures." Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. And he was buried. And that he was raised on the third day according to the scripture. It's all right to give God a hand clap of praise, because he was... the ultimate birth for the ultimate sacrifice. He would die for our sins. He would die for our sins. I said he would die for our sins, be buried and raised again on the third day according to the scriptures. The ultimate sacrifice. Ultimate sacrifice. And we want you to know before you leave this place, if you do not know Jesus, that this is a sovereign moment in time. God has set you up to come to know him. I said God has set you up to come to know him. And if you don't know him and the pardoning of your sins, all eyes closed and heads bowed, we want you to know him today. This whole year was set up for us to know him. A sovereign moment. Deacons, will you come? A sovereign moment. This is a sovereign moment. All eyes are closed, heads are bowed. Saints are praying. This is a sovereign moment for you to come to know him. For God did so love the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Have everlasting life. Have you accepted him today? For Jesus, after he was born, he would live for 33 years. He began his ministry at age 30, and he would heal and do many miracles to prove that he was who the Bible says he was. That he was the Messiah, and the Bible said that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. So God was working it out long before he was born. After he was born, he had a fruitful ministry. He healed, he delivered, he set free. But the ultimate thing that he was sent here to do was to die. And on that Garden of Gethsemane that night, he would have to struggle and say, "Nevertheless, not my will be done, but thy will be done. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come." The prayer we pray, on earth as it is in heaven, "Not my will, but thy will be done." And once he prayed that prayer, he got up. He was turned over into the hands of those who would crucify him, those who would mock him, those who would scorn him. He was beaten. He was mocked. They put a crown of thorns on his head and put a cross on his back and led him through the streets of Jerusalem. Led him up to that hill called Golgotha. Put that cross down, nailed him to that cross. raised him up between two thieves. They couldn't take his life, but he had to give his life away for you and for me. He gave his life away. When he gave his life away, he died. Took him down from that cross and had him in the tomb for 3 days. But as the text says, on the third day he got up with all power in his hands. Yes. On the third day he got up with all power in his hands. And if you are here today and you can believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, died for your sins, was buried and raised again on the third day, then you can be saved. He wants you to come down right now. If you do not know him, come down right now. Whatever your decision is right now, he wants you to come forward right now in Jesus' name.
Hello again, this is Pastor Michael Eaton. I've been your host for today's program. And before we sign off, we just want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with God. You know, many people are waiting to have a personal relationship with God. They're waiting because they're trying to clean up their life or get right with God, to stop smoking or cursing before they come to the house of the Lord. And you know what I tell them? There's nothing that you can do or stop doing that would make you right for a relationship with God. The thing that you must do, however, is take God's provision. You see, in order to get right with God, you have to meet him on his terms, and his terms is Jesus Christ. The Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And the Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible also said that God demonstrated his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died, God's only Son, God's love, Christ died for us. So in order to get right with God, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that today by praying this simple prayer. Dear God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died for sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Dear God, come into my life, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, then the angels in heaven are rejoicing, for now you are a child of the living King. Because you're a child of the living King, you have to find God's family, and that's what the church is. The church is God's family here on earth. We love and believe by faith that you've been born to the household of faith here at Bethlehem. Again, we're at 311 North Dunbar in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We'd love to see you in our services. But if you're listening throughout the world, listen throughout the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, or even China, we're going to pray that God will deliver you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church where you can grow up in the things of God. We want to thank you once again for listening. And again, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you need to find a church home. A baby born needs to be a baby born in the family. Because babies can't make it on their own. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are a spiritual baby. Thank you for and you must find a church home. Again, we want to thank you for joining us today. And I'm going to give us a final benediction. A benediction is a final blessing. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name that you would bless everyone at the sound of my voice, especially the new children of God. Deliver them safely to a church home. And put your hedge of protection around us all. Keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again, either here in Cyber Church or in the service. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello again. This and is Pastor Mike Lee Tom, the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We want to take this opportunity to see if God used this message in your heart, if your life has changed, if God really spoke to you and touched your heart and changed the moment in your life. We just want to thank God for how he's working in your life, but we also want to take this opportunity to see if we can get you to sow a seed in the life of our church. Right now we're entering into a building program, and we've calling this program Vision to Reality. And this is phase one of our building program, and I've told many of our members, you know, I may not serve at a mega church, but I do serve a mega God. Not living in a mega city. This is Paul's Valley. But we serve a mega God because we're heard all over the United States and different countries and kingdoms. And we're believing that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills where you are. And if you take a moment and go to our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com, and you can hear it, tap the link on the MySpace page, or just go to the front page of our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com and scroll to the bottom there. You'll see Vision to Reality, and that's where you can give to the building. And we want to do it kind of just like Obama did it. He raised his funds. It was just people, ordinary, everyday people, $25 that helped him to raise millions of dollars in a economy that people were saying that is depressed. I think that's God. I believe God can do it for us, and we want you to give. Once again now, if God has touched and moved and worked in your life as a result of you listening to this ministry, we want you to give to Vision to Reality and help us to make our building here in Paul's Valley, state-of-the-art building, a reality, because you've taken time to give $25, $50, $10, $100, and you may be able to do more. Whatever God is laying on your heart, we need you so we can build this vision to a reality. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Again, go to the website, www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com.